CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. For any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. And being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And we will start tonight with our pre-net check-ins. First on there is Mr. Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Mail, K4XMR from Prosperity. Next is Fred, W4FCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, to make the home and travelers rest. Next, we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, from Greensboro. And then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, out of Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome James, KD4HEY, from Piedmont. And next is Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, from Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, from Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome Landon, KG4WNP, from Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And that concludes our pre-net check-in. So with that, we don't have any Echolink stations waiting, so we'll move along to the RF portion. And tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha 2 Delta. Alpha 2 Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Name Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Sounds like you're feeling a little bit better. Good to hear you calling that again. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Julia Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Check everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
KX. WD4DYH, Johnny. Travelers rest. No traffic, no round table. Good evening, everyone.
It's KX. Patrick, Miss Elise in the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no cheer tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
Well, pause here and welcome this fine group in. And first, we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, to make the home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave down there in Greer. And David, it's good to be calling the net again. Still got a little bit hanging around, but we're getting through it. And I do appreciate you covering for me last Sunday. Then we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Johnny, WD4DYH, out of Travelers Rest. Johnny, good to hear you checking in with me tonight. And then we'd like to welcome our Wednesday night in air controller, Mr. Gary, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, K3JOY, and they'll make their home down in Easley. And Gary, good to hear you tonight. Do appreciate you stopping by and checking in. And hope you and Miss Joy had a wonderful weekend. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
Whiskey 4 Alpha November Hotel. This is Jack from Simpsonville. That's W4ANH. That'll be negative negative tonight.
I'd like to welcome W4ANH. That is Mr. Jack down there in Simpsonville. And Jack, good to hear you. And thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. It took me a minute there to get you in. That's the first time you checked in with me. But I do appreciate it. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
Checking them out, Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince over in Boulder Springs. Jack, good doing better, Patrick, and always a great job doing the, on the net. Thanks.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Vince, KM4AIT, over in Bowling Springs. And Vince, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for the compliment, sir. I do appreciate it. Always good to hear some encouragement. But thank you for stopping by tonight. And with that, we're going to move on up to Echo 2 Hotel. Echo 2 Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, and Harry in Counter, North Carolina. Be negative negative tonight, Patrick, and it's good to hear you.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, from over there in Candler. And Harry, it's good to be heard. I do appreciate you stopping by tonight, though. Always good to hear you check in. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo 2 Hotel, Echo 2 Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. Right, moving right along, we'll move on up to India 2 Lima. India 2 Lima, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. It says 73s for each one of you.
4, HKX. Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray, KI4, KCX. Gary, we is still in Gray Court. Just check us in and out tonight, Patrick. Glad to have you back calling the net, and glad you're feeling better.
HKX, please check in Kilo Echo 6. Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Ken, could you give me your call one more time? I'll make sure I got it right.
Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. Thanks for checking.
Roger that, because it come up with a different location and name. Hall is your last name?
Since the last name. This is a relatively new call. I had a different one about a month or two ago.
I need to update my database. But thank you, Ken. And your location again one more time? Do appreciate that. We'll pause right here and we'll welcome KE6KEN. That is Ken in Greenville. Ken, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by. And thank you for being patient with me there and double-checking all that information. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. James, KK4JFO, down over there in Tuxedo for me. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Jerry, KI4KCX. That is Jerry down in Gray Court. And Jerry, thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. And glad to be back among the living, it feels like. But I do appreciate the kind words. So with that, we'll move along to try one more time to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
That's Kilo
Kilo November 4, Echo X-ray Mike, over.
KX. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a minute. And I hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
Paul's right here for just a minute. The KNE. I don't remember that one. Let me go through these, and if you don't hear your call, just call back to me for a minute. We'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They're making their home down in Greer, and there was a call in there that I missed, so if you could come back to me, please, sir.
KN4EXN, this is Chris from the Great Town.
N4EXN. You're cutting in and out, so just bear with me and give me a little bit at a time here. Give me the suffix first.
Yeah, I'm having some issues with the radio, but KN4EXM, Chris from Eastwood, negative to negative.
KN4EXM is in Mary. That's Chris from Easley.
That is correct. Thank you, sir.
Check if you would. Check in Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. WW4JET, Matthew, and Timorak. Negative and negative, and thanks for calling in that tonight, Patrick.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. And look for you. But thank you for stopping by tonight. With that, we'll try one more time. India through Lima. Please call KO4HK.
Control. Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa, Steve in Simpsonville. Negative, negative.
Give me your call one more time, please, sir.
Kilo Charlie 4, India Victor Papa. KC4IVP.
I'd like to welcome KC4IVP. That's Mr. Steven, and I missed the location on that, please, sir. Oh. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll move on up to Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. This is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, heading Simpsonville. I'll be hanging around till you've completed the roll call. Over.
Back control. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in N4NLR, November 4, nothing like radio. Name here is Jim, Juliet NMI. Location Greenville, South Carolina. You can check me in now, Patrick. I appreciate it. And good to everybody on the net, N4NLR.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. Good to hear you. And then we'd like to welcome KN4, Nothing Like Radio, NLR. Get it right in a minute. Brain's still foggy, but I do appreciate you stopping by tonight and checking in with me. So I do appreciate that. And sorry I messed your call up there. With that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Oscar Alpha Sierra. Robert Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome KQ4OAS. That's Robert down there in Piedmont. And Robert, good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate it. And with that, we're going to jump on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Sir Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be needed in there.
Here, welcome these fine group in, and catch our echo link here after I'm finished checking these in. We'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there, or down there in Liberty. Chris, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill, KK4TRJ, down there in Cowpens. Bill, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll move over to our echo link stations only. Echo link stations only. Please call
KO4HKX. Good evening, hello again, Patrick. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Stephen in Greenwood, good evening to yourself. On the net, no traffic and no RAQ.
I would like to recognize Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by, sir. I do appreciate that. I'm glad to have you tonight. And with that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. Calls, we assume we got everybody for the moment, and we'll move up to Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu, the patient group tonight. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Good evening, Patrick. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer. I'll be standby.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ, down there in Greer. And Greg, I got you down for comment later, is that correct?
Standby.
Roger that. Right, we'll try one more time. Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
I would like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in southern Greenville County. Tommy, thank you for stopping by, and I do appreciate it with that. We will open it up to the big group. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo, India, 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KR4LZI. And Table Rock. No traffic, no roundtable, but I'll be monitoring here.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW Tony, also Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK Kim. We're located in Nashville, we'll both be negative and negative. 7-3s, everybody.
4HKX. KX, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Alpha Kilo Echo. KQ4AKE, Wayne in Simpsonville, just listening tonight.
Okay. Right, but please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, is in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling this tonight. I hope you and Elise were well. We have no traffic, no comment.
We'll pause here and we'll welcome this fine group in. First, we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down there in Table Rock. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4A, KSW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, and they make the home up in Asheville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Wayne, KQ4AKE, in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, up here in Fletcher. And Sid, you're a little scratchy, but you perfectly readable into the repeater. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the net on Sunday night over on the 146-640 machine up here in Hendersonville on Barawalla Mountain. And quite a few of you should be able to reach that one and get in there real easy. It's got quite a bit of height to it. And Sid would love to have you come by and check in with him. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have had a good weekend, and I look forward to having a wonderful week. And thanks for stopping by, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
X. Please check in. Kilo Whiskey 4, Kilo Whiskey Sierra. This is Kevin in Etowah. 7-3.
Please check in. Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee Echo Victor. JJ4YEV, this is Sal in Gastonia. I'm talking to you on a 5-watt handheld with the outside antenna over.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Kevin, KW4KWS, over here in Etowah. And Kevin is just a stone throws away from me up here. So, Kevin, I do appreciate that. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Al, KJ4YEV, in Gastonia. And he's coming in here on a 5-watt handheld. Little scratchy, but you're making a good trip. I do appreciate you stopping by, Al. Always amazes me that you get in from your location on a 5-watt handheld with an outside antenna. It's doing the job for you. All right, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for now. And this is KO4HKX now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And first on the stump tonight is Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. This is KK4JBQ. Well, first off, I'd like to say we missed you last week, and I hope you're feeling much better, whatever took you away from us. It's always such an interesting net, and I like being here.
It's just my sinuses. I got an infection that set up in my chest, and still fighting it a little bit. I'm sure you can tell. Still sounds a little nasally. But I'm feeling much better. And I hated to miss last Sunday, but I couldn't stop coughing long enough to call the net. There was no way I was going to be able to do it. And so I called or text Dave at the last minute and asked him if he could take it for me. And I'm always glad that he's there and willing to do that.
Very glad that Dave is. I think he's managing pretty well, don't you? Yeah. Well, it's awfully serious. Anytime your airways are restricted or inflamed or, you know, whatever, it's a recurring dream of mine to go off a bridge. Yeah, I didn't see it coming. I'm driving a car, go off the bridge, and there's water, okay? And I'm underwater, and I try to breathe the water. It don't work. A recurring dream. You know, I wake up right there. Right then, right, and so, you know, a phobia, I don't know. But anyway, today was a marvelous day. I spent the day with cats. Do I sound facetious? Well, maybe. We're having some trouble with the little one. She was the smallest in the litter. They call that the runt for some reason. And, she has vet thinks asthma. Talking about, you know, breathing and airways and stuff. And so when she gets like this, wheezing a lot, her sister, which is twice her size, her sister is so curious that she gets nosy. And I'm just observing this and trying to interpret it in human, you know, inexplainable human terms. So anyway, I was with one, and then I was with the other, and then I was with the other, and trying to keep them separated because the curiosity of the older littermate will have the small one cowering, you know, frightened. She doesn't understand why anything has changed, I suppose. Anyway, a little bit of drama here, a little theater, you know. But otherwise, it's been a dandy day. I'm watching a Netflix thing that's got me hooked. I have to tell you, it's kind of a murder mystery thing, you know. And I like those of many flavors. I guess I got hooked years ago on Conan Doyle's Sherlock Holmes, and they made some movies out of that. And I like those too. I've seen maybe three of those, three modern adaptations of the Sherlock sagas. Anyhow, it's been a relaxing day. It's been a gorgeous day. I spent a little time outdoors, not a great deal, because I had to babysit. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, it's been a gorgeous day up here also. Went to church this morning, and we had a baptism in the creek just down the road from the church immediately following, and then just come home and hung out here around the house and didn't do a whole lot, just tried to rest still and get ready for the week. But what was the name of the show you're watching on Netflix? I don't think you ever said, or if you did, I missed it.
I'll mention it if anybody asked, and it's called Travelers. I'm on season 2 right now, episode 3. So I'm wound up in it. It's sort of, this kind of thing is like barbed wire, you know. You don't see it coming, but you get all tangled up in it pretty quick. You know, maybe you're familiar with Father Brown, too. And that's on PBS, best I can remember. I like that, too, because it's a murder mystery. Every episode is a murder mystery. And Donna likes reading the books. I have an eye issue that keeps me from enjoying reading much anymore. And so I can watch the tube. I do like the acting. And I do like the dialogue. If it's just, I don't know, if it's just visual, I'll put it that way. No matter what, you know, beautiful mountains, wind blowing through wheat fields, you know, or bang, bang, shoot 'em up, you know, I can't tolerate that. It's not, you know, I love the language so much, and I like listening with headphones so I can get all the dialogue. I like following along. It's a story kind of unpackaged right there in front of you. So that's my retreat, you might say. Watching a good movie. KK4JBQ.
I don't do a whole lot of novel reading or fiction reading. I do a lot of short articles on mechanical and how-to stuff like that. But I have watched The Traveler on Netflix, and it is a pretty good show. I think I'm in season 2 also. Can't remember what episode, but I started watching it a while back and then got distracted on something else, and I'll pick it back up.
where I left off and continue watching it again. So I do know the show, though.
Suppose you know that the big deal is intrigue. The big mystery, you know, uncovering a little bit at a time. And that's a skill, a storytelling skill. I was in, Jonesville, I believe it is, Tennessee. It's kind of a crafty town. Lots of little craft shops and stuff like that. But while we were there, some years back, there was a drop-in for a storyteller. Now, we just happened to be there when he was there, and you could just drop in and sit down for a while and get up and leave. You know, I like those things. That was an interesting concept, and the first time I had been aware of what's called a drop-in. So anyway, this guy was so good at telling stories. He sat down for a while. He got up when it seemed like it was appropriate for him to be on his feet and walking around. You know, he was just, I just always remember something as unique as that. You know, it was a small group. It was probably no more than maybe 20-something people there. There maybe it had been 30 chairs, but as I said, people were getting up, sitting down all the time. But I got tied up in that. That was Jonesville, I believe. And there is a house there that Davy Crockett lived in, if you're familiar with that character in history.
I'm familiar with Davy Crockett. They still taught it in history when I went through. And I love to watch old movies about that kind of thing. So I do know him, who he is, very well. But I did not realize that there was a house that he stayed in over in Jonesville, Tennessee. I did not know that.
Heard you say it. I'm wondering if I've got the name right. It's Jonesville or Jonesboro. It could be Jonesboro. Yeah, I believe that's it. That sounds older, doesn't it?
Which one it is, but I'm with you now that you say it. I think it is Jonesboro, but you just have to look it up and see.
Yeah, there is, well, can remember better than any one of us. I lay odds on that. Well, anyhow, I just came by to say hi and to be with you for a minute, tell you we missed you, and awfully glad to hear you. Yours is what can I say? One of my favorite nets. You take care, Patrick. We'll hope to do this again next week or sooner, maybe. Who knows? This is KK4JBQ. Back to you.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And while you were talking there, I did look it up. It is Jonesboro. So that way we get it straight so if somebody's listening. But Larry, I do appreciate you coming by and hanging out with me for a little bit. Sorry I can't talk more. I'm still struggling with it some. But I do appreciate the fact that I was missed. It's a nice feeling to know that somebody did miss you when you weren't here. I've come to enjoy calling the net on Sunday night, and I've done it as just a challenge to myself, but now I find real joy in it, and just getting to know everybody, and it has helped me with the call signs drastically, so I do appreciate that part of it, picking them up a lot quicker than what I was, and recognizing a lot more people than I did.
Benefits from participating in that way, you know, kind of lending your person to the effort. There's benefits. Most folks, they, you know, more reserved and like that, and I certainly understand that. But I call the net on occasion, and
nothing can replace your investment, because it's really you there, and it's really up to you every minute of the net. It's all kind of on your shoulders. Now, if that doesn't rattle you too much, and you can really get in that saddle and wiggle a little bit, you know, you get comfortable. And there's where you are. You are there right now. And you'll enjoy it for as long as you keep it. But do, you know, I'm sure you do remember how the first time was a bit rattly and a bit challenging. And, you know, I'd really have empathy for people who pick up the mic and don't know what to do with it, don't know how to breathe and how to hold it so you're not popping. There's a special name for that in speech. When you pop your P's and you sizzle your S's, you know, people worry about that using a microphone. All you got to do is think of the axis of your mouth to the microphone. If you talk straight into the microphone, you're gonna do those things. But if you talk off axis, like talk over the microphone, so your voice and your breath too passes along the top of the microphone, you know. Goodness, that just sounds so much better. Nobody knows. Nobody knows that that's a microphone trick. It's used by performers when they're on stage. You know, you we call eating the mic. When you talk directly into the element, into the pickup that's in the mic, and that's never good. It's done by some folks for effect. Maybe you can recall when you've witnessed that. Someone just grabs the mic and dares to eat it, or practically so. But if they handle the mic properly, when they've got a big note that they've really got to push out, they'll hold the mic way to the side. And now that's a pro, you know. And that may sound like a stretch, because we're just talking into a microphone and talking to one another, and, you know, this is amateur radio after all, right? But it doesn't hurt to observe what the pros do and try to emulate that and get better at it. More comfortable, maybe. But anyway, Patrick, I could go on and on. So you have yourself a good night and a great week, and get much, much better soon, okay? I can tell how your throat's kind of dry. I use a throat lozenge. What is it? Oh, goodness. You know, one of those from, I think it's a Swedish thing. Ricola. That's what it is, Ricola. And it does the trick for me when my throat gets dry and raspy like that. Have yourself a good night, Patrick. KK4JVQ. I'm clear.
It was good to talk to you tonight. I do appreciate you hanging out with me for a little bit and bringing us past that 9:30 mark so we can see if we got any second shift out there. I do appreciate it. And you have yourself a good night, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a good week. So thank you again. So with that, I'm going to see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Check in and out. Kilo Zulu 4 Delta Zulu. KZ 4 Delta Z. Joe over in Reedville, Spartanburg County. I know I'm a little bit late, but I'm negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Joe, KZ 4 DZ, over there in Spartanburg County. And Joe, don't ever worry about it. As long as the net's going on, you're welcome to check in. So I do appreciate you stopping by with us. Great to have you tonight. Thank you, sir. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Go ahead, recheck.
Hey,
Hey, Patrick, this is Jim again, N4NLR. I noticed you had a little trouble with my call a while ago. I wonder if you got it correct. This November 4, nothing like radio. Just wanted to see if you got it correct.
November, KN4NLR, nothing like radio, correct?
November 4, nothing like radio, correct?
4NLR.
Hey, I don't know where the K came from, but it's just a basic N4NLR call.
I'm sorry about that. That was me. I get so used to calls starting with K, I've tried to put it in front of anything that's got K or N or O that starts it. So, Jim, that was my fault. I do appreciate you coming back with me, though.
I had trouble with it, so I thought I'd hang around for a minute or two and see if you had it corrected. Okay, Patrick, go ahead with the next news. I know you're about ready to wrap it up. Anyway, good talking to you. N4, N-O-R.
Thank you for hanging around and correcting me on that. I did have it wrong in there, but I fixed it, so we're good to go now. And normally I don't have any problem with yours, but tonight's just one of those nights, I guess. But I thank you again for correcting me on that. Do appreciate it. And with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu. Please call KO4-HKX. All right. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4-HKX. For one to come back tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. As far as I know, Mr. Dave, W4DJW, will be calling the net. It's the fifth Monday of the month, so come by and hang out with him, and I know he'd love to have you check in. But with that, I'll send my net report, and I'll return shortly. 4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for check-ins, we will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night, and thanks, everyone, for your patience tonight. KO4HKX, clear.
Are you listening, KJ4YEB, over? 4UAU, this is KJ4YEB, are you listening, Arthur? KJ4YEB, over.
4JBQ, KJ4JBQ, this is KI4LZI. 4JBQ, KK4JBQ, this is KI4LZI. KI4LZI.